Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So I see that up in Milwaukee Summerfest, first they put it off to July, then September, and now that's it. It's canceled.
Right. Huh? First they postponed to September. You know, Summerfest in Milwaukee is, you know, just one of the great summer events. I would always go up there. I haven't gone for a few years, but I would always go up and check out the music up there. They postponed it until September. Toward the beginning of the pandemic, and then yesterday they pulled the plug on it completely and said that it is not going to happen, that they're going to try to book everybody that they had for this year in for next year. That's bad news. And day 75 now of my endless inquiries into what's going to happen with Lollapalooza. Still no response. So, actually, I did get a new response yesterday from one of my longtime Lollapalooza contacts with the company that produces Lollapalooza. And I got one of those automatic return messages saying that she's not available right now. So,
no, well, you got something.
So that's more than I've been getting for the last 2 months. But
And also the I guess they haven't officially canceled the Chicago Air and Water Show either, have they?
No, and that's isn't that normally like right you know, the sort of the beginning of July? I mean, that's really right around the corner. And talk about having people packed into the lakefront. You know, that's one of the biggest downtown events of the year. So no, we have not heard about that either yet.
Yeah, and note to the organizers of this event, which will probably be canceled, you need to change the name of it anyway. Riot Fest. We don't need that. Right.
That's not good. That's not a good name for it.
Let's talk about the highest paid celebrities. Is this? Now, we were talking about this earlier. There's a Forbes list. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what this is. Forbes magazine goes and checks the total incomes of celebrities. These are, you know, people who are in sports. These are people who are in fashion, music, television, movies, everything. Now this measures June of last year to June of this year. So it only partially includes the part of the year that included the pandemic. It'll really be interesting to see what happens next year when, you know, virtually nobody is going to be in concert anywhere. You know, the sales for different things have been shut down for quite a long time. But the number one celebrity earner is Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner, with her cosmetics line, took in $590 million last year. Not too bad. And number two is a former Chicagoan, Kanye West, who took in $170 million. Now, even though he really has not been touring, has had no music out, appearances that he's been doing have been those Sunday services, which, you know, really doesn't amount to a lot of income for him. The majority of that $170 million for Kanye West came from his sneakers deal with Adidas, his Yeezy sneakers deal that he made with Kanye West, with Adidas, rather. So that's where the majority of that money came in. Number three is Roger Federer on the list with $106 million. Cristiano Ronaldo is number four with $105 million. And soccer player Lionel Messi. 104. I like that last name, don't you?
Messi. He's big.
He's just a messy kind of guy.
He's big.
$104
million out there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But other celebrities, Ryan Reynolds, $71.5 million. He came in at number 18. Billie Eilish, $53 million, number 43 on the list. Jerry Seinfeld, $51 million, came in at number 46 on the list.
That's how Howard Stern. $90 million.
How about that?
Not bad. And Kanye just made a big donation here in Chicago, didn't he?
He did. He was in Chicago yesterday, marching on the South Side. for a little while. Did not speak to the crowd at all, but while he was here, did announce that he was donating $2 million to various civil rights causes and to families who have been most prominent in the news regarding violence and death. The families of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor. He also set up a education plan, one of these 529 education plans that will cover college tuition for George Floyd's little six-year-old daughter named Gianna. So, you know, very, very nice and very generous of him.
All right, Dean, the Department of Corrections reports that... Uh-oh, is that, is the show backing
up,
isn't
it? Yeah.
And this was also reported by the Tribune, too. Actually, the Chicago Air and Water Show scheduled for August was officially canceled. So that's off.
Okay.
And it's duly noted.
I had not heard that.
And
this
now...
this just in also,
yes?
The World Naked Bike Ride that also happens in Chicago in June, that has been canceled as well.
Now, that's not a joke, right?
They really do that. Yeah, they really do that. The bunch of people get together on their bicycles naked,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, with very, very little on. Most of them are naked.
Yeah.
And they ride their bikes through downtown Chicago. And that was supposed to be June 13th. And that has also been
Now, the problem with that, as we have mentioned, and this is why bike shops are busy, riding your bike pretty safe these days, but you don't want naked people wearing a mask. There's just something about that's troubling.
No, that's not good. And, you know, a bicycle handlebars, and there's way too many bars and things on a bike to be riding anything naked, in my opinion.
Right. Safety and health foremost in our minds.
When I'm naked,
days.
I like to walk.
Let's see. Oprah is doing a summit on racism, and this is going to be interesting. Is this something that is going to be online, or is it just some other kind of event?
No, on TV. It's going to be on her OWN network, the network that is called OWN, but also on all 18 of the Discovery cable channels as well. She said that, you know, she has been doing nothing but talking with friends and people involved in civil rights over the past several weeks, and decided that, you know, these conversations would be best placed on the air where, you know, these good ideas can be out for everyone to hear. So she's going to do something that's called OWN Spotlight, Where Do We Go From Here? And she will have a number of leaders and activists and artists who will be discussing racism and the state of the country. Some of the names that have been announced right now include a number of politicians, including Stacey Abrams from Georgia, filmmaker Ava DuVernay, the award-winning actor David Oyelowo, who starred as Martin Luther King in the movie Selma, among many others. So this is going to be next Tuesday and Wednesday on the OWN network and also the 18 Discovery cable channels.
What is going on with this suit that Gabrielle Union filed?
This is a lawsuit that was filed yesterday in which Gabrielle Union, who is married to Dwayne Wade, is alleging racism on the television show America's Got Talent. She, for a short time, was one of the judges on the show, and she was let go. She was fired from the show. Because she is claiming that she was fired from the show because she brought to the attention of NBC, she brought to the attention of the producers of the show racism that was involved behind the scenes. She alleges that they asked her to change her hair because it was, quote, too black. And nobody did anything about it. NBC is saying that they did an investigation on the allegations, and they find that there is nothing to any of this. But she yesterday officially filed a lawsuit against NBC and Simon Cowell and the companies that produced the show. And this is going to go to court now.
And finally, what are the Dean Richards weekend quarantainment recommendations?
I've got a bunch of things to watch this weekend. And just in terms, you know, we're right at the beginning of June, so there's a lot that's new on a lot of the platforms. Netflix, for example, has the movie Lady Bird that's available this weekend with Saoirse Ronan, and also Laurie Metcalf. I was gonna, you know, all I could think of was Roseanne, but Saoirse Ronan, Laurie Metcalf, who are fantastic, both nominated for Academy Awards in this movie. E.T. the Extraterrestrial is new on Netflix for the month of June. I could watch. It's one of those movies. Anytime that I see it on someplace, I always stop and watch it because it's so great. Mm-hmm. Denzel Washington's movie Inside Man, in which he co-starred with Jodie Foster and Clive Owen and Willem Dafoe, a really good kind of cops and robbers movie directed by Spike Lee, by the way. Also, if you really just want some mind candy, and I may spend the whole weekend just watching this, Mel Brooks's Robin Hood Men in Tights, where you don't have to do any thinking, just sit there and stupid, silly laughs. That is new on Hulu for the month of June. Also, starting today, the final season of Fuller House, the reboot of the old show Full House, starts. It is a 9-episode finale binge. Season 5 of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy also drops today on Netflix. Season 6 of Alone. This is the show that follows those survivalists in the Arctic on their mission to stay alive. Really interesting. Very, very compelling show. If you want some documentaries, a couple that I can recommend that kind of put some historic perspective on all of the protests and unrest that we've been seeing in America. And one of them goes back to one of these first protests that came out of the acquittal of the police officers who were charged with the beating of Rodney King. The documentary is called Let It Fall, Los Angeles, 1982 to 1992. That puts all of that into perspective, but also gives you a little historic context for what we're going through right now. Another is called Whose Streets, that came out in 2017 about the riots in Ferguson, Missouri, and that is on Hulu, and that is on Canopy. But again, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, come on.
Yeah.
With all the trouble that we've had in the news, all the serious stuff, need to laugh a little bit.
Yeah, a little distraction and diversion would be in order. All right, Dean, have a good one, and it'll be a good weekend for bike riding, clear and cool, but wear your clothes. Please put your clothes on.
Please, at least something on the seat. need some kind of seat covering, at least. By the way, Sunday morning, I'm going to be playing back an interview that I did yesterday with Spike Lee about his new movie, but also obviously talking about all of the unrest, all of the protests, and the state of America right now. Really interesting interview. We'll have that Sunday morning.
All right, and we'll talk to you here on Monday.
See you, Bob.
All right.